You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Sydney's most controversial sporting team is back on the pitch this week, the Flying Bats. They're taking on Sydney University in the Sapphire Cup. The Flying Bats have five transgender players. The players were born male, but now identify as female. And they're going up against teams of biological women. So far this season, the Flying Bats have dominated every team they've come across. The Flying Bats won the grand final of the preseason tournament. They beat the Macquarie Dragons 4-0. A month ago, the Flying Bats beat Thirroul 5-1. 2 weeks ago, the Flying Bats knocked over Beecroft 12-0. And there was another match where the Flying Bats won 10-0. And in that one of the transgender players scored six of the goals. To put it lightly, the Flying Bats are flying. Well, this morning we want to share with you a letter that we've received from a young woman. She's written to 2GB in the hope that common sense prevails. She says, "I'm a current Sapphire Cup player, wanting to express my utter disappointment at Football New South Wales and the complete disregard of women when it comes to the Flying Bats. Women's football exists because men and women are different. Women do not have the same physical characteristics, mostly relating to size and mass. This difference favours men when playing against women." Now, I should just point something out. The player who's written to us wants transgender people to be able to play soccer. And so do I. They should be able to play in mixed competitions, but not in women's competitions. And that's the point made by the person writing this letter. She says they are letting biological males into our women's competition, providing them with an obvious and clear unfair advantage. "This is an undeniable fact," she writes. "I really feel for the teams that have been eliminated by this team." Now, we should also repeat a point that we've made before. Don't blame the transgender athletes who play for the Flying Bats. Blame the administrators who allow it to happen. The Flying Bats are dominating the competition because they have five biological men on their team. Just ask the parents of the female soccer players. Some parents have pulled their daughters out of games because of safety concerns. One says, "Our daughters did not anticipate signing up to play against biological males in a female competition." And here's the crazy part. There's a mixed gender soccer competition on Saturdays that the Flying Bats could play in and can play in if they want to. But instead, they insist on smashing and thrashing the girls. When is someone going to put common sense before political correctness? The player who's written to us says, "No one wants to stand up for women. Sports around the globe are reversing these decisions after long-standing women's records were being beaten by transgender athletes. Clearly there's an advantage." She says it's time Football Australia reversed their decision and stopped biological men going up against women. She says, "I play mixed sports and I have no issues playing against men when I sign up for it. But no one signed up for this." She finishes her letter by saying, "This is women's football. It's supposed to be for women only." And as the famous Aussie football journalist Lucy Zelich put it recently, "The definitions of female and woman are incredibly important," Lucy Zelich wrote. "They are important in sport, in private spaces, in healthcare, in the justice system, in education, in the workforce, and in the media. These definitions protect women and girls and our past, our present, and our future." Now, Sarah is going to join us right now. Sarah, you used to play against the Flying Bats, did you?
Yes, I did, and I'm so surprised to hear it's now gone up to five transgender players. When I used to play against the Flying Bats, it was a couple of years ago, and there was only one or two, and even then it made a significant difference. We were unable to beat them. They were first to the ball every time. And you can just tell when you're in a one-on-one tackle with them that there is that difference. There's a different muscle. There's a different energy, and it was just disheartening. My team was quite an advanced team. A lot of us, including myself, were ex-Premier League players looking to join a friendly club and play at a little bit of an easier and low-key level. But unfortunately, Even us with all of our skills, we couldn't muscle up to it.
Okay, so that was a few years ago and there were two transgender players on the team. Now it's gone to five. So is another club out there any hope of beating the Bats?
No, it's straight up no. And I really hope that transgender people can find a space in the sport, whether it's in mixed teams or otherwise. But unfortunately, I think the most disheartening thing is that it wasn't disclosed to us. And it seems like from your discussions, it's still not disclosed to the women playing against them that this is what they're up for when they sign up. I mean, they pay hefty fees to play in these leagues. And yeah, it should be disclosed that it's not just women's football. It's going to be a bit of a difference.
Good on you, Sarah. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And yes, they do cover up the details around this as well, because when they publish the results, they usually have the goal scorers' names on the results. With the transgender players, they just have the number because they don't want to reveal the identity of those players, because the bottom line is five of the players playing in the women's competition were born male. And don't blame the players. I think that's what Sarah was just saying as well. We want the transgender players to be able to play in a mixed competition, but the fact that the authorities have allowed this to continue years after it was first known is a disgrace. And you'd have to say that Football New South Wales is as weak as piss.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.